Wake up, gamers, because you're listening to the Big Think Dimension with Dan and Bob Video Games.
Bob, we've got a job.
Good.
KZ Excellent.
Catchphrase.
And Mr. Feel.
It's okay.
Here on Gigaboots.
Bob, I chose, instead of sleeping a full night's rest, to beat Mega Man X5 and X6 on stream for the first time ever.
Yeah, you texted me that, and I just tweeted, or I just texted you back saying, sicko.
Yeah, I screen capped that, and when people asked, where's Bob, I just showed it. I've never done it before, because it's instantly obvious how much worse X5 is than X4, and X6 is nowhere near as close, like, nowhere near, right?
Yeah, those games are so bad. I'm very upset with Capcom for releasing them.
I'm about to spoil American Psycho for anyone who's like, I need to see American Psycho. So skip ahead 30 seconds. At the end of the movie, when he realizes his psychotic rampage of murdering all the people who gave him shit and all the things that didn't go right in the world ends up being a dream, and he has to live his shitty life as a 1980s business executive, and nothing has changed, and he just has to be miserable and deal with psychotic urges. That's how X6 makes me feel. There is no... there's no absolution through playing it. There's no epiphany. There's no transformation of my character. The world state has not changed. I have to cohabit with people who like X6. That game is terrible. And it knows it is. It does so many things proving it knows it's absolutely dreadful. Most of the final Wily Castle, which in this, it's not a place. They didn't draw it. It's a wireframe background. You don't know what it is other than we put the Wily symbol up at one point.
Ah! Good enough.
Yeah, fucking transparent purple Wily symbol floating in wireframe cyberspace.
Very cool.
Every boss in there, the whole trick with them, and this is not an exaggeration. I'm not hyperbolizing because, oh, I didn't hit it fast enough. Most of their trick is it's completely RNG what their attack pattern is. And they will just not open the ability for you to damage them at all. Every boss towards the end of this game needs you to do hyper-specific things to damage it. And it can only be done if they do a certain attack.
Yeah, of course.
I had a fight with Hymax where he did not open his weakness once. And I just kept struggling to stay alive as he just would not put himself in a vulnerable state. Now, there's someone out there, some bent, twisted human being, if you can still recognize them as such, who's like, did you know if you have this item from this hostage that you could rescue in this pocket dimension of this level? Because every level in this game has a pocket dimension. Did you know that, Bob?
No.
There's just a teleporter hiding in every level to take you to the much, much, much more bullshit version of that level.
What? All right.
And they have a final boss that is not the final boss of the normal level. It is almost always Dynamo from the prior game.
Why?
Because I rescued Zero too fast, so now for the rest of time, every one of those ends in Dynamo. And he's like, hi, I'm Dynamo. I suck. I sucked in the game I was from, and now I'm here to suck.
Is Dynamo Disorb? Disorb?
No.
Disorb?
No. Disvul. That is Hymax.
Hymax.
And
yeah,
he's trying
Hymax.
His best to say Death Ball.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I always heard it as Disorb because he's throwing a ball at you.
Yes.
Disorb. I ponder. It's terrible. It's horrible. I absolutely hate it. I don't understand anyone being like, this game's fine. No, it is not.
No, wrong.
It is so easy for me to be like, yeah, X7 and X8, world's better than X6. Jesus Christ. X5 is the only time we need to start having a conversation. That's the only time you need to bring up points of data. Because X6 is heinous. It's a terrible, dreadful game that isn't even balanced right. There's a weapon in that game, Bob.
Uh-huh.
This laser beam thing where the charge shot just does a shitload of damage to almost every boss in the game. It's none of their weaknesses. It just does a ton of damage because... lasers are cool.
They are cool.
You can't make it into the final level without the correct armor or the correct power-ups as Mega Man.
What?
I'm serious. I'm dead serious. If you make it to a certain point in the second chunk of levels, which they're two levels back-to-back, so you can't leave after you beat the first entire level with its own boss, if you make it there a zero, you can't make a jump. So you have to quit the whole thing, redo it again as Mega Man.
What?
To explain how bullshit the opening of this is, the thing I just said about you need to have the correct power-ups. In order to enter the Wily Fortress wireframe dimension, you have to be using Mega Man with an item pickup called Jumper that you get from a specific hostage in a specific level, so that way you get moon physics. On top of that, you also have to use the ice move while crouching to put it on the ground gently to jump just high enough to air dash just far enough to get over these incredibly vertical spike walls. And there are 4 to 5 of these as the opening to the first level. This is this game. For anyone who doesn't know, there's an armor that makes you immune to spikes.
That entire thing, at the very start, I was going to be like, I can make a funny Banjo-Kazooie joke. And then you just kept talking for another straight minute. And then I'm like, never mind.
It's a nightmare. it's genuinely terrible, X6.
If it was a simple solution and then everyone was happy, then maybe I could have approached this.
You just made a Mega Man game wrong.
Yes!
The point of Mega Man isn't to go scouring every level for the guy with the item that you can equip if you're the correct Maverick Hunter rank, which thank God I was.
What?
In order to jump high enough and boost fast enough to make it through this? Like, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, I remember something where it's like you can trick yourself into getting into an unsurpassable level.
Oh, that's a thing. I almost did it. Luckily, chat stopped me. There's an area you can get to rather easily as X. And if you climb down this ladder, you're just stuck there and you need to kill yourself to reset the whole level. You have to kill yourself in the go to stage select and then reselect the level.
What is wrong with them?
They didn't just accidentally make a bad Mega Man game. They weaponized every terrible thought they ever had about how to make a challenging Mega Man game and then made nothing but that the whole time. Most enemy attacks, most boss attacks in this game are them floating at you. There is no sound. There is no unique animation. They just move at you. So you can't, you can't time your jump patterns based on, oh, they're flying at me based on sound.
That checks out with the main enemy type being weird alien that floats through the level.
Yeah, I mean, Hymax literally you're talking about the nightmare virus?
Yeah, the nightmare viruses.
God, that stuff is also incredibly stupid. But yeah, Hymax just puts his arms out to his side and just floats around.
Yeah.
Gate just floats while kind of reclining in midair. He floats around. Gate, same deal as Hymax. He has to throw a hyper-specific attack for you to be able to hurt him.
Yeah, I remember that. The complete nonsense.
There's a chance that if I went and got all the armor parts, that there might have been a charge shot that was slightly better for dealing with Hymax, because his shields you can technically take down with weapons. But here's the thing. Every armor in this game sucks, and that's like X5 where they have a bad armor. In X5, they have the Gaia armor. The Gaia armor makes it so you're immune to spikes in that one. But you can't use any weapons. You only get your Buster.
I do not understand what's wrong with the people who made these games, where they didn't even figure out what an armor was supposed to do in a Mega Man. Yeah, they're like,
is it supposed to be cool?
No.
They have like 3 different armors. They look like cool, but they're terrible.
Oh, in X6, they don't even look cool. They now look like toys. Like really, really bad toys.
Yeah.
Which Gate also looks like the coloration on him when he's wearing the lab coat just makes him look like a purple Mega Man action figure that was made wrong or is bootleg. I genuinely. So after F-Zero doing the same invincibility glitch that's in Mighty Number 9, works the exact same way. In playing through this entire game, I'm like, there is not a shred of doubt in my mind. This is made by staff at Inti now. This is absolutely the same people who make that modern stuff. You cannot convince me otherwise. There is literally no way. It makes all the same fucking mistakes. And some of the same malicious design. It's nuts. It's nuts. It's terrible. I beat it. And I promise you this, Bob.
What's that?
I will never touch Mega Man X6 ever again until I die.
Thank you.
Bob will also never do that.
What a terrible video game. God. Christ.
Yeah, I still remember how confused and upset I was when those came out.
Yeah. Oh, and that's understandable, Bob, because the thing I didn't even mention, the whole thing's translated like trash.
Yeah.
It's rougher than any Castlevania translation has ever been.
Yeah, it's the worst translation maybe of anything, like officially released.
I would say there are at least 5 sentences of the game where you literally get no idea what they even meant. And that's on top of all the other ones where it's like, I hid myself to try to repair myself.
Oh, yeah, that's iconic.
The investigators were, the nightmare investigators were sent to investigate the areas with the nightmare investigations.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God. Flat out. Yeah, that's that game. That, what it, and honestly, I thought beating X5, like experiencing that at least, because for people who don't know, that's the off-ramp plot-wise for the Zero games. I thought maybe that ending would feel good.
No, not at all.
I got the best ending too.
Right.
Remember, that game's RNG based. I could have gotten the bad ending and had no recourse whatsoever.
Of course.
Yeah, for people who don't know, in X5, you have 2 different steps to try to stop the colony from crashing. It's RNG based though. So you may just get the bad ending of the game if it feels like it. What an awful game.
Yeah, what were they thinking?
Ugh. God. Yeah, but I thought it would at least feel good. No, it feels really random and kind of crappy. And yet again, they don't want to put you in a place and then draw that place for cutscenes. They don't want to have anything flow into anything else. I'm fighting Sigma. I haven't seen Zero in forever. There's no implication that Zero's kidnapped. In fact, I rescued him. We're good. He's good, right?
Right.
Sigma starts blowing up and he's like, I'm going to take Zero with me. And I'm like, how? Where is he? And we cut to the next scene. Half of Zero's missing.
What?
Yeah. Well, Sigma blew up and he said he was going to take Zero with him. Is Zero here? Not really, but...
Half of him isn't here anymore.
Sigma's the DM. genuinely terrible. Unexcusable.
It was also insane for like X4 to have money and like anime cutscenes and stuff and then go to X5, which is allegedly the end of the franchise.
Yeah.
And it...
Ugh.
Yeah.
And it looks like that.
It's supposed to be the end of the franchise. Inafune said he wanted this to feel like a good send-off and a transition into Zero, which, what fuck you.
What a fucking psycho.
And then it has no money. The weird thing, Bob,
yeah,
is through playing these, I've discovered X6 has more money than X5. But it also has way worse ideas.
Yeah, of course.
Like, absolutely terrible. And the soundtrack in X6, I like a hell of a lot more. It's a real shame it's associated with that game, because I actually like a few of the songs in it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of the Mighty No. 9 conundrum, except for 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Mighty No. 9 didn't kill the X franchise. But yeah, no, truly terrible. Glad I beat it. We may want to use a different SD card for the X station in the future, because it kept dropping audio.
Huh.
Like on the audio tracks. And the brand of SD card I was using was blamed. So I'm going to try to stick in one of our really premium SD cards in the future.
All right.
Test that out. We'll have to see. But yeah, X4 is fantastic. What a great game. Every song has good vibes. Some might even intro amazing podcasts. And yeah, no, it's really, really good stuff. I need to play X4 as a palate cleanser, because Jesus Christ. I don't want to look at the sprites and just go, X6. I want to look at them and be like, ah, X4, what a great time. We got Split Mushroom. You know what's funny? You go back to X4 and people make sounds when they do attacks.
Yeah, no, it's made like a regular Mega Man game.
what a fucking concept.
Also, like, in my head, it's hard to confuse the two, because when you're in a level in X5 or X6, it looks kind of like the backgrounds are made out of old pieces of art and then garbage.
Yes.
Like, it looks like there's JPEG destruction that mixes these levels together.
Oh, yeah. No, that absolutely is the case.
So you can never look at a level in X5 or 6 and get confused with a level in X4, because it's like, those are fully designed levels.
So there's one level that I think looks okay in X6.
Okay.
And it is the first level. It is the tutorial level.
That's the one where you fight the Sigma, right?
the Sigma.
The Sigma face.
I'm like, that's you've described X5.
Oh, good God, they both do it.
X6 is where you fight the Junker robot.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because it has the desert in the background. The desert looks really nice and has this melancholic song, which really fits with the tone. Because this is something I wasn't even going to mention. I was going to move right on, but we'll mention it now. X5's ending doesn't even make sense in X6. They retcon it immediately. They're like, actually, you didn't save the Earth. You're a terrorist. Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh. That's what happens in the first 10 seconds of the intro cutscene for X6. And I'm like, I hate you, game. I hate you so much.
They need to just reboot it. Just fully reboot it. There's no salvaging the X franchise.
I genuinely agree with that. I deeply agree that ridding yourself of all this baggage would really help things along. You can reuse these ideas even.
Yeah.
Just not, you've literally executed every step of this in the worst way possible. It's kind of like the... Like, and I saw someone in chat say this, right? Like, in X6, you fight Hobo Sigma.
Uh-huh.
For people who don't know, Sigma's decomposing because you've beaten the shit out of him 5 times already. But they're like, the person in chat, sorry, I can't remember who it was. They were like, this is a really cool idea, but since it's like the 6th time I fought this guy, I'm like, fuck off. Like, this isn't cool anymore. Yeah. You decomposing after like 2-3 times, maybe? That would have been neat.
Maybe if he was gone for 2 whole games.
Yeah, maybe if something happened. That's the thing that I like about X8. Sigma isn't the mastermind. Uh-huh. I really appreciate that about X8. Yeah, so at the end of the day, my list still goes, only play X1 through X4 and X8. That's it. None of the rest. Never touch them. They're cursed artifacts. In fact, you can imagine a much better in-between. I say this as someone who didn't know the story of X7 until way after beating X8.
Right.
Much better imagining the introduction of Axel. Much better imagining all these things of like, oh, they have new robot body types. I bet that was eased into and explained in any other way other than Illuminae getting out of a car wreck and looking like Sigma.
Yep.
But anyway, I never want to touch X6 again. People are like, would you rather play X5 and X6 or Lords of Shadow 1 and 2? And I'm like, well, Lords of Shadow 1 and 2 is 30 hours.
Why does everything got to be a competition here?
Because both of these hoodlums came to murder my youth.
Yeah.
So I understand the parallels, but on the other hand, shut up. Anyway, that's it. I'm done talking about that. Me and Bob played God of War 3 last Friday.
Oh, cool.
Positive vibes are going to start on this button. Cinnabon. Cinnabon.
I want a Cinnabon.
Cinnabon. Mm-hmm. And just get a 12-pack of the Cinnabon Delights from Taco Bell. I'm like, this is a good dinner.
Yeah, that's just as good if you put them all in your mouth.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah, I could put like 6 of those in my mouth.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty
good. And then die immediately.
Hell yes, finally.
All your teeth just fall
finally,
out.
Finally, Bob!
My teeth liquefy it.
Yes.
God of War 3. Me and Bob at the beginning of it. You can go check the VOD. We did this live. I go, Bob, I'm pretty sure I remember every part of this video game. I could be wrong. Maybe we're going to run into something and I'll go, oh, I didn't remember this, but I'm pretty sure I remember everything. I did. One of the only games we've ever done a death stream of where I'm like, I remembered every moment of this game.
Yeah, I even remember like the weird difficulty spike that happens right before the final battles start.
It's so funny because there's like 2 spikes. One of them is a completely innocuous hallway in the middle of the Echo Crumb puzzles.
Uh-huh.
Where they're like, we're introducing these 2 motherfuckers. They're weirdly insanely powerful. They're just satyrs, but they're insanely powerful and they have these cool double sickles. Good luck with that. And I'm like, what is with this spike? And then the second one, the one that's right before the final boss, is those 2 plus a giant beefy thing that takes a bunch of hits.
Yeah, it's like a Cerberus, but yeah. It has double the health or something.
Well, yeah, now it's blue. It wasn't just a different, it was just a color shift, right? A palette recycle of, it's really weird because you would expect, you know, the insane difficulty spikes to be bosses.
Right, no, they aren't.
No, it's just these 2 satyrs. They're so badass. Look out for them and their pet dog.
You don't expect that.
No, not really.
No, not really. Especially since they didn't get a cool intro video. You know, a lot of Devil May Cry games, they do a cool intro video for the first time you see a new enemy type.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, there are these two guys in this hallway.
Yeah, here's giant fuck ass, and then they put it in big bold text.
Yes. Just like DMC the DMC. Bob, I don't know how you came out of God of War 3.
Yeah.
But I came out of it thinking, I perfectly understand why everyone, like tons of people, think 2 is better.
Right.
I get it. There are more environments in 2. The music, a little bit better, probably. I really like 3, though. I really like it.
Yeah, 3 is fine.
It feels bad to even have the conversation of like, oh, 3's not that good. It's like, no, no, no. 1's not that good.
Yeah, it's nowhere near 1. Like, it's still a fun game. And coming back to it after all these years, I said this during the stream a few times, probably in both of the 2 and 3, of like, man, I sure do love when games aren't Dark Souls.
It's amazing, because before we were like, this isn't that great of an action game, and now we're like, variety, yum! Oh shit, I would love grape ice cream. Why wouldn't I? It's neat. I do think 2 is probably better, but I love the spectacle stuff in 3. And I think that's, for me, when it comes to God of War 2018, which we haven't replayed yet, that's going to be the very last stream of this month. So late, it is, in fact, on the first of next month.
Right.
God of Warch Brawl. I think 2018's missing a lot of the spectacle of, like, riding the Titans and doing things like that, you know?
Right. It definitely, like, there's some huge stuff, but it doesn't feel like you fight a lot of huge stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you talk to a serpent, and it's very cool, but it's not, you're not fighting the serpent.
Right. You're not riding the certain serpent as it climbs through an insane hellscape explosive battlefield.
Right. Yeah, they do some absolutely insane stuff with being in God of War 3, and I feel like it does settle down for a while, but it still has some other spikes, like fighting Kronos.
Yeah,
like
Kronos is amazing and cool, except for the part where it's incredibly visceral and gross and body horror.
Yes.
But Kronos is amazing, too. I really hope God of War, the God of War 2018 untitled sequel.
It's actually got a title now.
I know. I just think of the Breath of the Wild sequel. Anyways.
Right.
Untitled sequel to God of War 2018. I really hope that...
Let's call it God of War again.
I really hope it has like more spectacle like that.
Yeah.
Because mechanically, I really enjoyed that game.
Yeah, that's really all that was missing from it for me, too. Is like, I want to kill... Luckily, they said they're only doing 2 games, so every god just has to die in the next one.
Right, we have to fight every god.
It's great. It's like we started at God of War 2 and went to 3 this time.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, set them up and knock them down.
It's like, we have so many.
Yeah. No, it's great. And honestly, that's what's awesome about 3, right?
Yes, you do actually get to kill most of the pantheon.
And it feels awesome. Also, for people who don't know, Hades is played by Mr. Krabs.
Yeah.
Kratos, my boy. Yeah. It's really good. That man's an amazing actor. I'm looking forward to seeing him in John Wick 4. I really am.
I forgot about that. I'm just
glad. I can't. I spend every day being excited.
Damn it. I'm glad we can associate him with this Sony franchise and not Detroit.
Yes, I will continue to do that. Even though he was amazing in Detroit.
Yes.
Him and Connor are the highlights.
One of the only bright spots in the abyss.
I'm like, man, this is going great. We cut to Marcus. I get sad. I'm like, oh, no, Marcus.
I think there was some interview where Clancy Brown's like, I fucking hated this. This guy sucks. David Cage guy sucks. Once they get people to know how to deal with show business or acting or anything, then maybe video games will be cool.
Yeah, I retweeted the interview snippet that came out a while ago where he's just like, yeah, it was pretty clear they don't know how to deal with actors and they have no idea what they're doing. I'm like, man, he's so mad. I would be, too, if I had to deal with that motherfucker.
Our only good lines are ad-libbed.
Yeah. And we had to fight to keep him in. Because the director's like, no, do my shitty script.
Don't wink.
I didn't write winking. Why did you do that?
Don't wink.
Imagine being someone who made video games and then got upset when you hired humans to act out your terrible script. And the solution in your head was never, maybe I should just make a fucking video game where my puppets could do exactly what I want.
You had any thoughts on God of War 3, though, before we move on, Bob?
I feel like I had something, but it's gone.
Oh, that's fine. But yeah, I'm really excited. You know, one day after we record this, we're going to get to play the PSP games. The PSP games are supposed to be great. And then later we have to play Ascension.
Good.
Man, we need to get through those PSP games, but I feel like God of War might have the highest batting average of any Sony franchise.
Oh, shit.
Let me think. So, because, yes, because I remember liking both PSP games, and obviously I like 2 and 3 and 18.
Yeah, it feels like the down notes are 1 and so, Ascension.
Right?
And we don't even know Ascension's a down note. It might be
actually,
fine.
It might actually, be in your top three. I've had numerous people come into chat where they're just like, yeah, it's a real shame that, you know, 1 and Ascension are the down note, but the rest of the franchise is really great. And I'm like, stop putting Ascension next to 1. You're scaring me.
I'm hopeful that Ascension's just okay.
That would be fantastic if it was just a mild disappointment.
Right.
It only has 1 location, so it has even less than God of War 1.
No.
The villains of the game just lock you. They put you in a locker, and then a new level starts as you crawl out.
The actual 7th genification hits God of War for that one game only.
Honestly, like that, if any other game is going to have 1 location.
Mm-hmm.
It's God of War. It's the one that came out like 6 months before the PS4, and that no human being ever played.
But we might still play better than DMC.
There's basically no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, what else came out around that year?
Well, I mean, it's already going to run twice as well,
right?
It might even be better written than BioShock Infinite.
The lowest bar in human history.
It probably won't be a borrowed movie.
Who knows? Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm so glad I watched Sucker Punch, because watching you play BioShock Infinite is just like, this is where that whole game came from.
And then I just do one like, Google not, up for a podcast.
Not 1-1, like not 1-1, but the energy is almost identical.
The fact that there's literal proof in podcast form is really, really awful.
That's hilarious is what that is. I love receipts that are that blatant.
Right.
I wish I had receipts that blatant on Inti! I'll get you, you bastard!
The fact that it's like on the official Irrational Games podcast.
Could you imagine Proto Dudes like, yeah, this podcast came out the other day where Inti Creates just admitted they made Max 5 and X6, and I'm like, I win!
It was the first episode of the Inti Talks podcast.
They got their special guest, their favorite celebrities themselves. Inafune comes on and talks about feet for a bit, and then they shove him out the door.
Oh no! It's like every single episode, they're going to bring in a creator of a classic game, and it keeps being them over games that they said they didn't make before.
They're like we made Castlevania Circle of the Moon, and it's like, no, you made Curse of the Moon, and that was Bloodstained. That's a very different thing, you guys. I feel you, Bob, on the batting average thing. I keep thinking about it, and I'm like, yeah, Ape Escape definitely doesn't have a perfect batting average.
No, yeah, they had too many weird spinoffs that weren't great.
And the second and third games aren't just objectively better than the first.
Exactly.
They have their own problems. I love them, though. I really do, but yeah, I don't know. Either way, it's nice to have a third and a sequel, like in a trilogy that like is a mild downgrade from the prior one instead of a staggering disappointment a la like Lords of Shadow 2, where it's like even the people who like this fucking hate this one.
Right. Yeah, it's nothing like that. It still feels like you get a good conclusion to the saga.
Yes.
You get some cool weapons and some new moves, and it feels like a brand new game in a lot of ways.
Yes. It's got really good art design.
Yes.
That doesn't really show up in 2 or 1 as much. When it comes to like presentation. And also, do you remember what that name for that Kratos form was? The one that's in the Mind Palace at the end?
I don't know.
Ultra Ego.
It was something that absurd. It really was. It was like Super Chaos Kratos or something like that. And I was like, this is the funniest thing in the world. It looked really cool too.
Yeah, that was really neat.
Anytime you have to name something super is when you're going for something great.
You knocked it out of the park.
We should talk about that the other ending.
That's what I was going to transition to. Yeah. So people told us before we hit God of War 3, they're like, after you beat God of War 3, you have to watch David Jaffe on stage at PlayStation Expo say what the original ending for God of War 3 was, like what the game was going to be and what the ending was going to be. And we're like, oh man, this is going to be nonstop cringe, right? There's no reason they would have brought it up every stream this month if it wasn't.
I have no idea what this is.
It's amazing. It is superb. He's like, yeah, originally in God of War 2, he was going to deal with all the Greek gods. And then all the other gods gather and go, oh, there's a power vacuum, so we need to take over the space.
It was even better than that, Dan. It was in the first half hour of 3, you were going to kill Zeus.
Yeah.
And then that happened.
And then that happens. So then you spend the rest of the game dealing with Egyptian gods and other gods, and eventually
he called out Norse and Egyptian specifically.
Right. So eventually he kills them all. He kills every god, and then with no other gods left, he realized not believing in the... Okay, so this is the funniest part of this entire rant on stage, is when he goes, he realizes to kill the gods, he has to make people stop believing in them. So he does, so they simply stop existing? And then having killed all the gods, realizing all gods are trash, he kills himself and then becomes the Grim Reaper.
Like, to truly defeat the gods, I must debunk them.
How dare Sony take this from us? Yes, no, that's really good. And it's like, of course, this is the guy who made Twisted Metal.
Yeah, he even has some line there about, yeah, then the three wise men show up.
Four.
The four wise men.
Wait, maybe it is three.
I think it is three.
Yeah. They show up and they realize they need to have a new god, so they invent Jesus. Like, it's basically the Tony end. I'm like, dude, this rules.
That would have been the first true perfect piece of media.
Yeah, that would have been Citizen Kane of video games.
He melts down the Blades of Chaos to make Grim Reaper's Scythe. That was in there.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my god, this is so good.
This is a PS3 game that costs $1.2 billion to make.
And debunks religion.
Objective, debunk religion. That's incredible. That was a trip. I want Jaffe to somehow be an ideas guy for video games, because shit like that's amazing and hilarious.
And then I love that on stage, he's like, yeah, that's what was going to happen. Then Corey Balrog's there is like, well, I mean, that's what you want to happen.
Yeah, it's really good. He's like, anyways, that's what it was going to happen in God of War 2. And then Corey's like, no, that's what you wanted to happen, God of War 2. I directed the game.
I fucking love that guy so much.
The best part is this whole time that, you know, Jaffe's on stage enthusiastically talking about how Kratos slits his own wrist to kill himself to become the Grim Reaper. Stigismusen is behind him on stage, just stone cold look in his face. Just like, oh my god, he's doing it again.
You know, it's stuff like that. Because he went on to do the Jedi Fallen
yes.
Order. And I feel like he was, through Jaffe, prepared to deal with insane people saying things to him like, can you not call them Jedi? He's like, oh god. I've dealt with worse than this. Have you seen the drafts of God of War 3?
Have you seen it?
Have you seen the draft you wanted to do for 4?
He kept calling me.
I'm going grocery shopping.
I had to block his number. I think that's amazing, though. And, you know, that's definitely more Twisted Metal energy than you got out of the original God of War.
Yeah.
It's clear the original God of War is a game that's been a long time in development and didn't have a strong sense of character or arc to it to begin with. It would have been amazing.
Oh, I remember what I was going
to
say.
To see it fulfilled like that. What's up?
The weird thing about 3 is it does do some strange writing stuff where it's like, yeah, opening Pandora's box in God of War 1 is what made all the gods evil. It's like, yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Not true. No. It just made Kratos big.
Look, the only reason these verified Twitter users are racist. Go on.
All right.
Continue. I'm all ears. So you're saying if they weren't on the platform, they couldn't be racist to them. I see. That's very smart.
Yes,
thank you, God of War 3.
It also made them giant.
Yeah, it made him huge, but more importantly, it released a dark plague that we never saw in one that made all the gods evil, and what was left in the box was hope. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I still, it's weird, but it's good enough. Like, I don't sit there and be like, three stupid, I hate it.
Yeah, it's not like,
I don't
think the series has never been great story-wise or anything. So it's not like, oh yeah, this makes it bad. This makes it unplayable or something.
It didn't have Talbot.
I had completely forgotten the shit with Athena. I really hope she shows up in Ragnarok.
Oh yeah, her being in your head in 2018 is hilarious.
I really hope she just shows up and is still seething that Kratos did not give her the power of hope.
Yes. Yes, we need something. Maybe she's infected someone else.
Can she be in an unlockable combo dummy?
You know, I guess Stig didn't block Jaffe's number because he did convince him to let Kratos kill himself at the end of 3. He clearly didn't block the number. There, Jaffe, we did it. Jaffe's like, yes!
Oh! It's funny how the implication is Kratos did that and then just got up like 10 minutes later.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, man, it's really hard to kill me. And then he keeps going. unless it's like a really poorly designed obstacle in one of my levels. I didn't see that whole stream, but I did remember the fucking box. Mm-hmm. And just like, you were too slow, the ground grew spikes and instantly chipped you.
Yes! It was really good because I'm like, what the hell does it want me to do? I can't run up any of these walls. And I do it twice and someone chat tries to tell, and then a mod like times them out. And then I notice, hey, there's a flying enemy. Use the grab to hold on to them for 2 seconds until the spikes go away. I'm like, okay, that's kind of cute. Good job. You made a puzzle. Yeah, very excited for the PSP games. I'm deeply terrified about Ascension.
I'm like super excited for Ascension. I want to know real bad.
Yeah.
After X6, I've had enough knowledge.
I was like, something's happened in your life to make you afraid.
I'm ready to close the book on Ascension because, man, I don't need to hear it's just like one that many times. I'm deeply terrified now.
Yeah, because it might be worse than one.
It is inconceivable, but... but yeah, by the time this comes out, we probably should have done both of the PSP ones and Ascension and be in the middle of Pokemon Days. By the way, we did Pokemon Days. Pokemon Days, it was fun. No interesting stories come out of that week on Pokemon Days, I don't think. Bob?
I don't think so.
No, other than we went really long and Bob drew a bunch of Pokemon and it was great.
We killed a Snorlax. Well, I wanted to kill a Snorlax, but chat said I should catch it. It's like, we already have one. This one likes to die.
This ain't Noah's Ark. I don't need two of each. Yeah, I don't know. Aside from that, did you play anything else, Bob?
I did.
Mm.
Tunic came out on Xbox Game Pass, so I tried that out.
I also tried this.
Cool.
I played X6 instead.
I'm sorry, man.
They're a lot closer than you might think.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I played it on the One X because that's the Xbox I have.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
We have a Series X at home. The Series X at home.
Well, this is an indie game. I'm sure there are no problems.
The load times are really bad. Like, every time you do a screen transition or rest at a bonfire, because this is a Dark Souls game... It's like 10 to 20 seconds, and it's miserable.
Okay, yeah. When I played Chris Tales on Game Pass, there were some people on non-Series X's dealing with 25-second loads for random battles.
Oh, yeah, at least it's not a random battle, but sometimes it is a Zelda game, so you get into a thing where it's like, okay, there will be screen transitions like every room, and it becomes very annoying.
What? There's like that much loading between just rooms?
Oh my yes.
God, that's unbearable. Now Phil's trying to imagine the act of playing that version of this game.
Feels like, I think that's waterboarding.
Because I'm just trying to think, well, because I don't recall there being any loading screens at all in the Series X. Like, it must just be instantaneous.
That's why you're trying to enchant this awful version.
You went to a cave, right?
Yes.
Imagine a 10-second load time for that, and then for the next door after at the end of the game.
Oh, that's unbearable. Yes. I beat the first boss, then I'm like, this is too much like Dark Souls. I don't want to play this, at least right now, maybe ever.
Like, yeah, no, it's intensely Dark Souls.
When I say Dark Souls, like, I don't just mean there are checkpoints or even that you drop shit when you die, but both of those are true. It's like, it has the exact same feeling of, like, just circle strafe the enemy and hit them for once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Even regular enemies, like, this is not a Zelda-like game. Like, it is much more like Dark Souls, like, actual Dark Souls in an isometric perspective.
Yeah, because your sword has, like, a wind-up that's longer than you expect. You have the, you literally have the Dark Souls parry, which is the worst thing ever.
Oh, no. Enemies have, like, a stagger gauge before they'll flinch.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I was getting my ass kicked by these enemies at the start. I'm like, but when am I supposed to hit them? They attack so rapidly and my dodge takes me further away from them. It's like, circle strafe them like it's Dark Souls. You have to circle strafe them. And it's like, obviously I don't dislike Dark Souls because I've beaten every game like 7 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I played through a lot of Dark Souls 1 this week.
Ooh.
But it's like it takes like my endurance meter goes down. Like, it's different from playing any other game because I have to be like fully attentive to everything.
Yes.
Like, it's mentally exhausting, and this game is like that, so I'm like, no, I'm sorry.
It doesn't help that this came out in the middle of a month with two other Souls-likes.
Yeah, and Elden Ring just hit. It's like,
and so did Stranger. It's like, come on.
Why?
What is this, a slippy slide?
Yeah, and the reason I'm able to enjoy Strangers is they strip out as many Souls things as possible out of that thing.
And a lot of people have compared this to Hyper Light Drifter, and the only reason I can see so far is that they both have nonsense languages as their text.
I think it's really funny that the... Did they give it a bust, or did they talk about it like that? Because the game will do that for most of it, then once in a while completely ignore it.
Yeah.
Which is lame. It's lame.
It's like, either commit or don't, because like, you pick up pages of the instruction manual, and it's mostly in this fake text and just has diagrams, but then one or two words will be in English.
Is it like you slowly unearthing it as English, like Final Fantasy X?
No.
Uh-huh,
it's like the dev didn't know how to convey this without cheating, because like one of the first pages is like, here's your stamina gauge, and it has the main character saying, I take more damage when I'm tired, meaning you'll take more damage when your stamina gauge is empty, but they couldn't convey that with imagery.
It's also
they just cheat and have him say it.
It's really weird because the voice in his own head, when he's thinks to himself, when he picks up something, it's like, it's not translated. And then sometimes it is. So it's very bizarre. It's like, I think that you can tell me what this item, like when I look at a well, I think that he can be like, I'm looking at a well. He's not reading a sign that says it's a well. He's thinking it's a well.
Hey, look, a well.
Yeah, it's, but the instruction manual stuff is really cool. Like that thing looks really, really accurate to a like Super Nintendo era Zelda game. It's cool to find new pages of it. But it's in this game that I don't really enjoy.
I'm willing to give it a little bit longer, but it's like the combat is really not really not fun. And also I feel like it tricked me and upset me.
Yeah.
They give you consumables. They give you like, one of them is a bomb.
Uh-huh.
And in that same room, they give you two of them. And in that same room, that room is structured so enemies will notice you and run up like a long staircase to get to you. So my brain goes, well, it's like a bomb in Zelda. I'll leave it at the top of the staircase and move away. And then they'll run up and get hit by it. No, that's not how it works. You just throw it and it explodes on contact and produces a giant fire AoE. So I set myself on fire immediately. And you're on fire about 3 times longer than a sober game would have you be on fire.
Oh my god.
So I'm like, wow, you really...
Yeah, the sub-weapons all seem super overpowered. Like, I was able to beat one of the mini-boss warrior guys by showing two bombs at him. He's just like, I'm just vaporized now. It's like, why do I even have this sword? Did you find the parry? I'm curious, because it's not conveyed that you can do it.
No, I did not find the parry.
You mash the shield button twice, and he does this incredibly slow shield swing.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
It's impossible to tell what part they want you to hit the enemy with. Or like what part they want you to block the attack with.
Like Dark Souls, so you need to hit their hand with it, not their sword, their hand.
Oh, I never even thought about that. I just assumed my timing was off, but double tapping immediately turns me off to it.
Yeah, no, it never comes out when you want it to, and it just feels miserable, and it also, the animation is probably takes twice as long as a Dark Souls parry, which is insane.
I can't think of many things that involve me tapping twice like that I think work that aren't double jump,
yeah,
or dash more.
And then I had that extra debuff of being on this 1x where the load times are really bad.
Yeah, that's really too bad.
Did you have anything more to say about Field, or should I move on to my next game?
I just playing it gave me the same feeling I got when I played Minute, that game where you have 1 minute, you play it 1 minute at a time, and have to respawn, where it's like, this got all nines and tens, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, this did get a ton of good reviews, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, oh my god.
It's like, I'm sorry, maybe my Dark Souls tolerance bar is just at zero because I just chugged Elden Ring.
Yeah, Elden Ring's like 80 hours of Dark Souls.
Yeah, so it's like, but then I also was like, I thought I could go for some regular Dark Souls, so who the fuck knows?
I think there's something a little insulting about the direct, just, we combined the two sauces of Dark Souls and specifically Linked to the Past.
Mm-hmm. Bob, that's because stupid people for years and years said that Dark Souls is what Zelda should be.
I know. It's part of what makes it grimy and gross.
Bob is like, I was trapped behind the counter at GameStop multiple times while people told me that.
And I'd rather not hear it here.
Well, which one have you heard more, Bob? That or, you know, Dark Souls is like a modern Castlevania.
I've heard the Castlevania one more, actually. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I hear it every 8 months from Pat Stairzad.
It's nonstop. It's like, yeah, Castlevania, known for its great music and anime. Wait. Wait a minute. Did you guys know, I would have maybe covered this later in the news, but did you know the PCD compilation of Ocarina of Time finish?
I heard about that. I didn't get to check it out, though.
Yeah. I heard people talking about how it looks weird because it looks good.
Yeah, I know a number of people who are playing it right now. I have not gone out of my way to play it, but when I saw Vox from twitch.tv/VoxAndra go live with Ocarina of Time, I'm like, I cannot believe she beat me to it. I joined the stream and she's like, I'm playing on an emulator. I'm like, oh, okay, never mind. We're good.
Okay. I was like, there's no way she got it, right?
I was like, God damn. She raced me to this shit.
I want to play it, but at the same time, like, if I wait a few months, they're going to put out some insane mods I want to play.
100%. That's why I really am not racing to play it. I'm like, quality of life stuff will be in 2 weeks. Amazing shit will be in a month.
Yeah, people will make it look like old ads.
Yes, because they did that for Mario 64, where they're like, here, we made them look like the render.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've played maybe a collective 90 minutes to 2 hours of Ocarina of Time, so I will very much look forward to my first playthrough being the most cracked out looking thing possible.
Yeah, this is great. I can see the NPCs inside of Hyrule from the other side of the field of Hyrule. Like, look at them over there.
I'm going to be running around with realistic deer.
You're going to hire this man to dish in that shit?
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's got to be someone who's going to be doing that. And they're like, here's my hire this man mod.
That sounds great. Did you play anything else, Bob?
Oh, yeah. I booted up Lost Ark again.
Oh.
Ooh. That's cool.
I got to finish my character creation, and then it told me that it was going into maintenance for 15 minutes, so then I got kicked out.
That's literally when I was at my bro's place. It happened. His wife was so upset.
I'm like sitting there and I'm like, you should watch Saturday Morning All-Star Hits. And he's like, yeah, sure. And he starts watching. And he's kind of enjoying it. And she's like, the fucking servers went down and I have to listen to this shit.
One weird thing that I didn't expect. I felt like we got past this a decade ago plus. Each new character you make, you have to make a fully server unique name.
What?
Yeah. Like, I can't just go in there with my, okay, my Steam account has this name for everything.
Okay.
So I had the...
Well, yeah, this is brought over by Amazon, isn't it?
I log in on Steam and everything, though, so...
Yeah, but...
And I thought that there'd be any level of integration for...
You know? So just any character has to have a unique name. That's not that weird for MMOs?
Like, even if you, like, have two characters on your account, they'll need different names. Is that...
Yeah,
and that's normal. In the 100% unique, like nothing on the server can use that name.
Wait.
That's also normal.
So when you log in, you have to do a different login for each character, or you do a login, it shows you your character list. You select a character, but they have to be uniquely named.
Yes, that second one.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's normal.
Okay. I thought that it would. I thought we were past doing that because, like, even something years and years ago, like a Korean RPG I played, it was like I name my account. And then that's the last name of whatever character I make. And I don't need to sit here trying to figure out, okay, how many ones and zeros do I add to the end of my name? So
I've never seen that.
Bob, listen, this is important for me. I need the sanctity, the separation of church and state. Look, I'm a paladin in the streets and a rogue in the sheets.
It's funny because WoW doesn't even let you use numbers.
Are people just spelling out the numbers to stick at the end of their name?
or maybe they do. I remember that they have insane rules where, like, some guy's name had capped in it, and they're like, you're not allowed to have titles in your name, change it.
What?
Madman's knowledge.
Because there's titles as a game mechanic.
Oh my god.
Get out.
Moving on, Bob. How are you doing today?
Did you get to play it at all?
No.
Okay, we'll catch up with that later.
Yeah, I was like, I got to select my class and do the test the class thing, which is, it's weird when you select the class up front. It's like, okay, you're going to have these two advanced classes. I figured you'll earn those eventually. When you start the game, it's like, okay, choose your advanced class right now. That's what your stock was for the rest of the game. It's like, what?
This makes a lot of sense for a game where it's like, depending on your gender, you have different classes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, crazy. Bob, what did you think of the login process for Lost Ark?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Just had someone tell me they had a conversation with their parents and they just replied with that exact tone and everything and then laughed. And their parents like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Anyway, did you actually play any other games?
I almost have beaten Arceus now. I got
cool.
I got to the credits, and then there's obviously a lot more after that, it seems like.
Yeah, Colrus shows up.
Yes, finally.
I'm here to flex on you bitches with my fabulous hair. Mm. Like a blue lightning bolt straight from hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that guy have a time machine. That would make sense.
I mean, it would fucking rule!
Yes!
It's me again.
That was cool. I'm going to keep going, though, see how the actual ending is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Colrus has a power glove on his character design. I never noticed.
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never looked at his character art online. 1 second. I'm going to post a picture of that. He just fucking... That's a power glove.
Yeah, it is.
That is straight up a power glove.
What the hell?
Why? He has
Dude,
two.
Nobody told me he was a gamer. You just assume.
I don't know. That makes sense.
That's awesome. That's it, Bob?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, we go to KZ now. KZ?
I finished up Stranger of Paradise this week.
So did I.
Trouble well, apparently.
Oh, no! He fell!
Pulled him out of a well, finished Stranger of Paradise. Mm-hmm. I grabbed the plat. The plat wasn't super bad. I got juiced up a little bit to make the plat a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. Where once you finish that game, you get another difficulty mode, and it's more gear focused, and you like get a currency when you play a level, and you can pump that on a level to boost its level so that you can get higher gear rewards and stuff. So That game has really, really good multiplayer. So my friend Alto just brought me into a level 300 mission. I'm like, I'm good now. That certainly helps out to where I can just modulate to whatever I want. The full game was quite good. I really enjoyed the story stuff they did in the game. Some of the bosses were pretty cool. The fact that every level's like a reference, I feel like some of them were like really, really good choices for things that they referenced and stuff, where I went, if you're doing this, you could do this. And then the way they do that, I'm like, oh, that's really, really cool. Overall, yeah, I'm just really, really satisfied with it. It felt good to play a game like this that doesn't feel impossibly hard, where there are many bosses that I went into and took out in one attempt. My strategy, I outlined in the last podcast, was when you get the axe, it's starter move ground pound, which you do by doing one normal attack, then holding R2 for three stages, does a lot of damage on some of the early stuff. I found that it is very useful on over half of the bosses in this game. when you become that chat of, this is my first time going in, I have a lot of MP, I'm going to slam you with this by getting in the right nook. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it again. And now I'm scared, because clearly I'm running low on resources and getting a little scared. I lost a little bit of health. But on that third hit, the boss goes, oh, that was too much. I'm now going to stagger a little bit. And I'm like, I can do it two more times. I could probably sneak it in. And that's how I snuck in early, like you got through the first health bar in fights in this, where I'm like, I can kind of do this if I'm lucky and things turn out the right way. And I don't think any game has felt more satisfying than just slamming this axe into him that sometimes becomes a scythe.
So I found the ultimate cheater tactic for every boss in the game.
Oh, good.
I had to quit using it because it was genuinely pathetic.
Oh, no.
Here's how it worked. I pick Sage, which is the highest level caster class. I buff my guys with Haste, Protect, and Shell, and then use the D-pad thing to make them super powerful. Then I just stand really far back and hit them with Black Magic through their first health bar. And then at the start of their second health bar, because I cast three White Magics and three Black Magics, I just cast Ultima. And Ultima in this game deletes 70% of a boss's phase. It ruins really their life.
Jeez. It's really good.
And I'm like, good, that is how powerful Ultima should be, considering you have to cast six spells without changing classes in order to cast it.
Yeah, one thing I appreciated is one of the classes in this, Breaker, comes with the innate ability of Zantetsuken, which I'm like, okay, the one hit KO move, that could be interesting here, where it always makes you pull out a sword and then you charge it and it'll do high damage and high posture damage. And if it kills something, they just immediately explode. I found situations where some bosses are like, we're going to have multi-target appendages, and that ends their career. Like that tutorial boss, when you fight it again, if you somehow have positioned all of those heads down, it's over. It's just going to hit all of them and it's going to rip them to pieces. There's a lot of really, really fun busted stuff in this. And I really enjoyed like trying to figure out some of that stuff. There's also some deranged content in here where you can find purple orbs that unlock side missions where it's like another character and like a distorted voice says like a line. But they don't let you know past the first time you encounter one that will unlock a thing. So you kind of just get one and you're like, I guess I'll just leave the mission now. And then there's another mission there I can do now. So that was a little strange, but overall I enjoyed my time. The plat didn't take too long.
I was going to say, which plat took longer, the boost from the end of Elden Ring to the plat or the boost from the end of Stranger of Paradise to the plat?
Man, they were kind of close.
Oh, wow.
But it was just the boost from multiplayer definitely made it go a little bit faster, and I got a general idea of the method. But I burned through so much content they considered important in Elden Ring that the getting the plats both took maybe 6 or 7 hours after finishing for both. Okay. But Stranger of Paradise, I still came out and not even playing 40 hours of that game by the end and getting the plat. So that felt good. I'm like, this is weird, guys. This is ending in just under 20. I thought every game after Elden Ring comes out will be 90 hours long.
As it turns out, no.
And can't command my life like this. But that was good. I'm looking forward to like updates and like the DLCs and stuff since I'm well geared for it. They give me a target gear number. I can just lower myself to that and enjoy. Because boy, sometimes when they make you do the high difficulty, I'm like, I'm not doing anything to this goblin in level one anymore because I'm 10 levels under. But once I get on par, I'm like, there's that damage again. I sure did miss that. I can't imagine going through this on like a lower difficulty, how trivial a lot of that stuff could be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't really have anything else to say about it. It was a really great time. Story was pretty standout toward the end, to where I'm like, this is really cool.
Yeah, it does take a while to actually start.
Yeah, it's just kind of going around and doing traditional like cutscene stuff, but then you kind of hit the Square Enix last stretch trademark, where they kind of just really dump ass for the last 4 hours. But
I'm the concept of linear narrative. Did someone pray to you? Yes.
Yes, they did.
What?
Yes, they did. And I'm like, thank you.
It's like they run down all the stuff that happens in Final Fantasy I. And then they're like, now the actual plot starts.
Yeah, that's what I figured was happening based on watching hours of that game. I was like, okay, yeah.
Now, all you have to do, Dan, is just imagine every Final Fantasy I location is a Disney World.
Ooh.
And then it's like, well, I'm out of those. Oh, fuck.
All right.
Oh, that is kind of how it feels.
Yes.
So which one is it's a small world?
Yeah.
Which level has Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo as the song?
I think it has to be that one zone that until you get to the second part of it didn't have music. Where I'm like, I'm gonna consider this a stylistic choice, but if we hit the next area and there's no music, it is no longer a stylistic choice.
All that makes me think of is the fucking patch of grass in Arceus that's just like, music! And I'm like, whoa! Holy shit!
Oh, I will, if there's one true criticism I have for this game, this is the game that has gotten the closest to Sonic Unleashed battle theme. And I don't necessarily need to hear this anymore.
Oh.
Because that battle theme that plays even in the demos is just the battle theme for the game for every single fight.
Ever?
That is not, yeah. That is not a boss.
Yeah. Every boss has two different themes even. Or a lot of them do.
Yeah.
Because they have a phase one and a phase two.
Yeah.
But for every fight, it's just...
And they have a cool arrangement for all of these levels of like, here's the FF6 level. And it's like, here's this cool arrangement we came up for it. But the end of battles and it starts revving that thing up. And I'm like, I feel like you could have gotten away with just playing the theme of the level, but at a faster pace than doing it every time. Because you're doing battles so often, it did remind me of the Sonic Unleashed thing. But that's the only real major criticism I had with the game overall. But that's it. If Field doesn't have anything else to say about it.
No, I don't really have much to say about it.
Okay.
Maybe. Just that I hope they do a sequel. It doesn't have to be like a direct sequel. It
can
just be the same systems. Because I really like the Soul Shield mechanic. I think that's a great system where it's like, you can do it three or four times if you have good reflexes and are confident. You could do it once if you just have to, if you just stick out your hand.
Or if a machine gun is about to come at you, you can just mash that thing and get through the whole thing and then just...
It has the same energy as me mashing Alex's parry in Street Fighter V when you use his V-trigger and he has the parry lariat.
Yeah, and then if you do that, just switch your job and then you have a completely separate soul shield meter now while the other one...
What?
Yeah, that's what you do. You run low, job switch, you're now at max and that other one's slowly recovering.
I didn't know that. I dealt with the whole fucking game without learning that.
Yeah, when the game was handing me my ass on the last boss, someone pointed out you could just do that. Because they're like, if you want to just stick with your same playstyle, just outfit another axe dude. And I'm like, well, I guess I could.
Oh, yeah. Since this isn't news, nobody wrote it into news. I'm just going to cover it now. If you recall, after we played the demo for Stranger of Paradise... We were speculating as to why it ran the way it did, and one of my theories was maybe assets are being handled by Square Enix.
Yeah.
Because Neo runs perfectly fine. In fact, the PS5 version runs at 120 frames per second, so we were just flabbergasted. tweets have come out, and I'm not sure of the legitimacy. I haven't also ripped assets for the game to double check myself.
That is
true.
But
tweets have come out saying every model of the game's horrifically bloated and does not make any sense with how heavy the assets are, where it's like 30 megs of geometry. And I'm like, how?
Amount of triangles someone pointed out. They're like, here's the amount that Noctis in Final Fantasy 15 is. This bat is triple. This one bat.
Yeah, so that
would certainly explain the performance problems.
Yeah, but that's okay. We have news that might help with performance problems. But we'll get to news later.
Oh, God. Are you talking about that one headline that I saw?
No. The upcoming feature.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the upcoming feature. Because I saw a headline of it that said modders are making every character in the game bald to make the game perform better.
And that's hilarious.
So I just quoted it with best headline of the year to see how many people would have a panic attack realizing I'm making a joke.
Best headline, more like worst hairline.
I just made that up.
Yes. But did you play anything else?
No, not really.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I did play one thing at the start here. They put out another Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel event this week that is normal and rares only, which means the cheapest cards in the game only. Anything that is really good you cannot use. This game's weird. Every single time someone does their first turn, I'm like, this doesn't seem like a mountain I have to climb. And I didn't have to interact with things from the hand. This is really cool. They also got rid of the things that made those events terrible. So I was having a very good time Googling how to make a deck that cost me nothing. So that was like a very... That was a really good time. People still don't know that if you surrender, you don't get anything. So I keep seeing that happen. I go, you made this faster, but this helps you in no way at all. Because if you lose, you get points. If you surrender, you get nothing.
Good.
Because they're like, no, play out the game. These games aren't hyper long. Also, you're about to lose in 30 seconds anyway. I don't know why you're doing this.
Yeah. That's dire.
Yeah, it's really dire. But I really like this. I hope they keep it on as like some sort of regular format. Because it's interesting when all the most important weapons for every deck in the entire game can't be used. But yeah, that was my week. We can go on to Phil.
Okay. Hey, Phil.
So I fulfilled the promise. I played Fallout 76.
Oh my god. Finally. Oh my god.
I don't have a lot to say about it. It's bad. It's basically a mod of Fallout 4. They made a mod for the hyper freaks who really love like the crafting and building shit and really love like fighting the legendary Mire Lurk to get a better gun.
Ah, that's the thing I hated the most.
Yes, it fucking is.
They're like,
and my only hope
it's an enemy mod.
My only hope is that this game is like they're like, okay, we have this game for the ultra freaks. We don't need to put any of this shit in our real games. Bethesda games feel unbearably awful on a console. It's embarrassing.
It's okay. Starfield's going to feel great.
I genuinely, and this is with me turning FPS boost on the Series X on.
Oh.
On this game.
Oh, no. Because even I felt a buff in Dead Space 2 and 3 when that was on.
It was a buff from 30, but it still wasn't good.
I felt like I at least like got out of the muck. So this is really unfortunate.
I can't say a whole lot about it because I played it for less than an hour because I was so put off by how it felt. But like, even from that, it's like this is just Fallout 4. You build communities and fight monsters forever. Like they made a game of that.
Yeah,
and I'm sure there's some people that this is crack for.
Yeah,
maybe on PC where it doesn't feel atrocious.
Yeah,
but I'm sure there's people who even willing to choke it down at 15 frames a second on the 1X or whatever.
Yeah, you need to also like dig in through multiple hours of the original content to get to the newer stuff when they were desperately trying to make something engaging with like actual NPCs and storylines and stuff.
It's just like, man, this feels like it's hard for me to overstate how bad it feels.
I'm sitting here like, KZ, I don't think you understand. There is no original content.
They made that. It was part of an expansion.
No, they added
that new stuff.
Yeah.
They added the NPCs. There was nothing at launch. There is nothing to grind through. You should have that pretty quick.
The way my understanding through watching reviews of Fallout 76 content, because I've gone down some YouTube holes when I'm bored.
Okay.
Is that you do have to chew through really boring, meaningless thing of this character's gone. You have to find like info about them in this computer across the map, and then you got to do that a bunch and then do stuff like that. But then later there's actual NPCs with storylines, but you got to burn through this content to unlock that content is my understanding where reviews went. This is great. Unfortunately, you have to play old Fallout 76, so I can't recommend it to anyone.
I also know that this game has dragons in it, which is just insanely lazy. What is wrong with you?
What?
Yeah, they're called Scorch Beasts. They're just dragons. They're like literally like I would be willing to bet
Skyrim dragon wads or whatever.
They look different like visually, but I would be willing to bet anything that they have the same skeleton.
That's real bad.
I'm someone who's like, you're a creator. You're free to craft the world you want. But Fallout Dragons is past my limit.
It's literally the meme that people had when Bethesda announced that they were going to make this.
Yeah.
Fallout. Not this game specifically, but Fallout, where it's like
Fallout 3,
Fallout 4. Actually, I'm thinking of Fallout 4, where it's with Fallout 3, they literally said Oblivion with guns.
People that did that.
No, Bethesda said that at some point. They're like, we're making Oblivion with guns.
I think that was their counter to Gearbox doing the Diablo with guns thing that really worked for Borderlands. So it makes sense. God,
why did this happen for so long? Because then Ubisoft was like, Far Cry 3 is Skyrim with guns.
That's all I've been thinking about.
COD's like, fuck it, we're guns with guns.
Yo!
I just remember this old meme about Fallout 4 where it was like, you have to get a radiation shout to use on people.
Oh my God.
What? Yeah, because Skyrim has the dragon shouts.
Yes.
You just shout fart gas.
Yeah, they're skin melts.
God.
So that's all I could think of, seeing the dragons.
Yeah, that's fair.
I played other things. I played Tunic, but we talked about that. I played a bunch of Dark Souls 1 because I had to compare it to Elden Ring. Boy, that sure is a much more sober video game in some ways.
Wait, which one?
Right, Dark Souls 1.
Oh wow, really?
Where I get hit and it's like, wow, that took 15% of my health bar.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The bosses in Dark Souls 1 are adorable by comparison. It's like, wow, you really can't hit me at all. Wow, you swing and it's a normal swing that you can estimate the time it takes and the arc it'll go through. Wow, I can roll through this easily. Wow, my shield works. It blocks things.
Your combo, the enemy's combo won't be like 8 hits long.
They don't know the concept of a delay, Bob. I like how in Dark Souls 1, the earliest challenge they could come up with is big guy that has two dogs, this room's small and has stairs.
That does suck. That's like the worst boss in the game.
That is horrible.
That's their big motherfucker. And then in the later games, they're like, it's two dudes. They attack in 4 frames. They're going to delay for 5 minutes.
But I fought like a boss way earlier than I was supposed to. And I'm like, he hits me and still does less damage than a boss in Elden Ring. So it's like, this isn't a problem at all. And I probably actually will finish the playthrough, or until I get to the Crystal Cave and then stop, which happens many times when I play Dark Souls 1.
I wouldn't be shocked. I've known multiple people who are like, I played through Dark Souls 1 again, and by played through it, I played until they ran out of money and ideas. And then I just stopped.
Christ.
The Ocarina of Time PC port came out. I played that a little bit.
Oh, cool.
Just for a second, because I'm like, they don't have 60 frames per second working yet, so I'll wait. But it's insane to play this game, even at 30, with ultra-wide.
Yes.
I'm sure.
God.
I'm looking up the Scorch Beast feel. This is just a dragon. What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah.
No!
I'm sorry. You can go back to talking about the other thing. I just, this is driving me crazy.
That is terrible. How could they do this?
Can you put it in here?
God. It's... but I'm really excited for what they're going to do with that Ocarina of Time port. Assuming Nintendo doesn't extra legally try and destroy them, which they seem like they probably want to do.
Yeah.
But legally, the creators should be in the clear because nothing Nintendo made is involved in this at all.
Yeah.
Like you have to provide your own assets for the game to load, and it includes no code from Ocarina of Time, and it's entirely reverse engineered. Like the Mario one, which Nintendo also fucking hates.
Oh, that's a cool Scorch Beast, Bob. Thank you for posting that picture of that Scorch Beast.
Yeah, it's just
oh, my God!
That's fucking absurd.
Okay, well, we're going to put this one on the in the podcast. Oh, it looks so bad, too.
Yeah, that...
It's just Fallout 4, so it looks bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the decompilation stuff for Ocarina of Time's cool as hell. Like I'm very excited for where that goes. And as you said, legally they should be fine. Whether or not that matters.
Yeah, it's the question of whether or not that matters.
Yeah, if anything, hopefully you can just go underground deep enough so that...
Yeah, it's out, so there's no escape. The only question is how much more work will be able to be made on it.
Right, because Nintendo tried to stop the Super Mario 64 decompilation too. Didn't fucking work. They just changed Discords.
Yeah, thankfully Discord makes that a lot easier now, where it's just like, we just closed this Discord and started a new one, and we figured out which person was the snitch.
Yeah.
That's all I played, though.
Podlords.
Podlords.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Podlords.
Podlords.
Podlords such as E. Lee Broyles, Corey Brown. I love Inferne, Bob. I love Inferne. That's a cool Garfield shirt you got there. Red Blaze 27. Juicifrost remembered his Patreon password.
Congratulations.
It's hard.
Suzu Shiro. Emperor Zero. Shibuya Gato. No bit this week due to allergies, so enjoy another Yu-Gi-Oh! Scrimblo. I don't know that I can enjoy that.
Yeah, I've never been the biggest fan of that one.
Rado. 101 Shades of Wonderful Remastered. WTF, Spider-Man. It's really messed up that Pokemon Days is Bob doing the Podlord's work for them. It's okay. They have really good twists, such as when your roommate catches you eating the shredded cheese out of the bag at 3 a.m.
What happened to the mouth?
It's okay. He's smiling. That's how it looks when he smiles.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's so happy to eat this bag of shredded cheese.
Are we sure this isn't just Kirby?
No, we're not. DFW 3K. Did you know that robots are for everyone?
Yo, Cubics, let's go. Robots for everyone.
A new age requires a new deity. Praise be, all hail the Helix.
Oh my God, what did you do?
He's an older one. That's why his shell's great.
Well, he's telling you the problem with YouTube.
Yes, he is. My God, you could put this thing in that Squidbilly show.
Yeah, that's immediately what I said.
Oh my God.
I was like, Bob, you drew a Squidbilly.
Kristen, who's that Pokemon?
That's pretty good.
It's really good.
Jesus.
Bayonetta 3 Steam Deck Edition. On all levels but physical, Adam is SD Gundam. Psycho Gundam intensifies. No, but seriously, it's Psycho Gundam head on a D6. Kyle Bjork. Maddie Moe. I Desire Sleep. Night Night. Iron Aggro. Blig de Blue. Schligged his poo. Consider.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
So is it the Batman Hamburger? Because it has a...
I want the Batman to have a print at every fast food place.
The Batburger.
That'd be funny. You have to collect them all.
Yes.
They're different angles of him.
They just put
you have to get the Beyond Bat Nuggets from KFC.
You get something for Taco Bell to get a Riddler thing. It's like, who knows what they put in your food?
They don't. They're not sober. Monster Hunter Ryzen and Raiden BN12. Small Ame is real. Small Ame can hurt you. Small Ame is rapidly approaching your location.
Yeah, I've seen her fire a gun this week. It's crazy.
Jordan. Thank you for the new image, Jordan.
Yeah.
Shoot him. You have to make sure.
That's the only way. It's the only way.
Funniest game of all time.
Hey, block this mix-up. I call it becoming even more attractive and genderless.
You love to see it.
Gender neutral implies the existence of gender frame advantage.
POV, you said gay at Disney World.
Oh my God.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tara Onion is from Spain. From his Twitter, I thought he was a Florida boomer. I live in Florida and I approve of this message.
Yeah, same.
AG has no bit this week because the non-binary Scythe lovers keep winning.
They got a lot of those.
Yeah. This is why we needed the recap. God of War 3, the Jaffe cut.
What? That's so good.
Drive Typecam. Zassiana. Mitzi. When you barely beat a boss, only for it to heal to full for a second phase. Indigo Sykes. Dr. Sam Beckett never found the Dragalia.
Oh no.
It is in fact lost.
If its prey is bigger than its mouth, it slices up the victim with sharp leaves, then eats every morsel.
Head on. Wow.
Casey, who's that Pokemon?
Is that Weepin' Bell?
What? That has to be what it is, yeah.
Yes.
It's like a malnourished fucking bell sprout.
It's like the Florida regional variant. That's
all. Okay, yeah, these are all Florida regional variants of those Pokemon, huh?
Yes.
God, you're really building out a roster then.
I know, I keep saying somebody's gonna make a fake Mon game and they're all Bob's designs.
And then you can finally die.
Omega Raccoon, ready to make some noise.
The raccoon from hell.
I'm finally feeling good, Hee-Ho, after being sick. Hey, is that Jack from the hit video game Stranger of Faraday and Final Fed?
Oh no!
Shinji 16 already was a raccoon and Tonberry appreciator for years and wants to thank his fellow podlords for amplifying it more. 4K cats and ferrets. Now, we had this image last week, so I'm not going to repost it. But I still appreciate this being the Podlore image. Thank you, Podlore.
Yeah.
Virmvarm. Die.
Yeah.
Seventh generation heroes.
Thank you.
That's right. We're appreciating Bald Cole McGrath. It's come Bald Cole McGrath.
Are we going to redo the Guinness ad next?
The Supermim. Lane's World 25. The Hard M. And Sarlene. Thank you very much. To our Podlords.
Thank you, Podlords.
Thank you, Podlords.
Thank you.
The Podlords.
Thank you, Podlords.
And if you'd like to become a Podlord, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GVPodcast. For as little as $5 a month, you get access to many benefits, such as early access to Chugging Bleach, our anime review podcast where we watch all of Bleach. This reminds me, I have to talk about another thing I played in the news section. extended armchair dev pitches and gamer premonitions. When those shows force us to leave ideas on the cutting room floor. And a Patreon exclusive show, one per month, where you get to vote on what good or bad thing we watch and talk about. That's patreon.com/GBPodcast. And if you don't have any money, you can always help us by telling your friends. And if you don't have any friends, going into an Apple store and setting every device to download our RSS feed also helps. patreon.com/GBPodcast. I played Bleach Brave Souls.
The mobile game?
Yeah,
it's on PS4 and PC now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I played both the PC and PS4 version because I didn't know it was on PS4 first. I thought they put it on PC. The PC version is unplayable. I played it for 10 frames. because they did not do anything. You have to control it like it's a touchscreen via the mouse.
Oh my god. Is that
the PS4 version luckily just uses the fucking controller.
What a concept.
This is like a top-down beat-em-up. It's really incredibly easy because you're not meant to have you able to use a controller. You're meant to have to use a fucking touchscreen to move, swipe to dodge, hit the virtual buttons on one side to do your moves. So I got through like the first 15 levels in under a minute each because they give you a free 5-star character at the start.
Mm-hmm.
And I just walked through it with that. I'm like, hit the attack button. I don't even have to dodge because I can hit all the buttons really fast in sequence. Man. And can just move because I have a stick instead of dragging.
This sucks. Now that I know all that knowledge that none of those important bout characters I can roll for, where's the appeal now?
Mister.
God.
It would have been so funny if they were in it. That's what you got.
I do wonder if at some point there's original content, because right now it's just really bad, like, visual novel truncated reproduction of the anime story.
I know they got Kubo to draw a lot of updated stuff for that.
Yes, like certain characters, like, here's alternate super versions of characters.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, like, he did do some stuff for this game. Because this game's been out for a bit.
Yeah, I can't imagine that I'll ever play it anymore because it's not really very fun. But hey, if you want to, it's free, and it seems fairly generous with currency and is also really easy now because you can use a controller.
Yeah, roll for Don Kanoji.
I think he runs the store. I don't think you can play as him.
That's probably for the best.
Probably.
Yeah, don't want to imbalance the game.
So we've got news?
Yes. News.
I'm going to jump to a bit of news that feels sniped away from me. It's my fault, though. I was busy. Sony said VRR is coming within a few months.
Yeah, right? Jesus.
Yeah, it's one of those things that kind of just lives in our hope and dream stories, like the Switch 2, and just won't leave.
Yeah, it's like, legally speaking, you guys advertise this console saying it would have this. You have to put it in at some point.
It's like, hey, right? Maybe it'll get here in time for the 2-year anniversary of the machine.
So, here's what we're going to talk about. As expected, the reason it took this long is something's deeply fucked up at a system level with the PlayStation 4 and 5.
That sounds like a PlayStation, all right.
Yeah, the reason I assumed this to begin with is because most games we've ever tested, it's like there are only a couple of sessions, have more latency on PS4 than they do on the Switch or Xbox One, assuming identical performance, right?
Mm.
The reason being, I think they require a triple buffer VSync on PlayStation. On the other consoles, they require double buffer VSync. So, to some extent, at a system level, they may have been enforcing that. Who knows? No one's talking. But that may be why uncapping that in order to do variable refresh rate caused really screwed up shit. And the way they're dealing with that is, hit this toggle to turn it on for games that actually support it. Hit this toggle to make it support it. And I'm like, ooh, you did the correct thing. Thank you. They learned so much from boost mode with the pro. Thank you. Thank you so much. I do not want or need devs to let me know if it's okay. I need you to hand me that gun.
I need you to let me to grab them, their games by the neck.
Yes. My
major disappointment is that it doesn't let me do it on PS4 games, because that's all I had been hoping for.
Oh, yeah, dude. That would have been cool. See what Bloodborne looks like in VRR.
Yes.
That's the one game why they didn't.
Exactly. Break this thing wide open.
That feels like it probably played a part in where it's like, they fucked up the frame pacing so bad it just won't boot.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this. They did this the exact way I wanted of. Here you go for you cowardly baby people. Push this button if the dev says it's okay. For you brave gamers out there.
You chads.
Force that shit on everything. There's a really good chance, because of the way the PlayStation, as I said, has more latency on PS4 and PS5 than it generally does on the same games running at the same performance levels on the Switch and the Xbox One. This may fix latency. This may put it on par with the other systems. There's maybe even a world where it's better. But I do want to note some things real quick that nobody out there is really talking about. Variable refresh rate modes add an intrinsic amount of latency. It is different per display, but I think on mine it's 4 milliseconds. So if you had a game that performed identically at 120 hertz on both VRR on and VRR off, it would be 4 more milliseconds there. So this may not, you know, perfectly solve input lag. Hopefully it'll make it better. I think the thought that people go, well, hey, this is great because then we can use this for fighting game tournaments. Live on another planet?
Yeah, it's like, what fighting game tournament's going to have a VRR display for everyone?
For everyone. For everyone.
They just assume that's plugged into even a CRT.
They're like, that just works on every HDMI TV now, right? It's like, no, not even close.
It's just a thing that's on this PlayStation, so the PlayStation does all the work.
Yeah, you got it. You fucking nailed it. Good job. Either way, very excited. Glad they talked about it. They also released a firmware update with a number of features. They're smart. They're smart, good features. They're not worth talking about here, though, I don't think. Bob, did you know you can pin more games to your bar and your bar goes wider?
I didn't know.
Yeah, they should just make fucking folders.
Never.
They don't know how to do that anymore. They forgot.
Oh, okay.
That's been the most depressing thing about the recent generation of consoles, is when everyone forgot how to make a fun, good, usable OS. Or it's like the Switch took 5 years to get full. Oh, yeah, by the way, I think that's KZ. Hey, KZ!
Yeah?
Did something happen with the Switch?
Yeah, just over 5 years since it launched, they added the ability to put games into folders.
What a fucking concept.
I don't understand the appeal. I just put all my downloads in the download folder.
I need you to stop saying that.
That's insane.
Yeah, I know. He said that. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? How do you find anything?
I use
the
search function.
I remember using a complicated system by remembering what images are in the same era, like fucking archaeological eras when they dig down.
I do that for one thing, and it's a reaction image folder, not the entire library of Congress.
You see, I don't have it by alphabetical order. I sort by most recent. So I only need to remember roughly how long ago I saved an image in order to be able to find the image.
How do you find these things? Well, they're kept on the floor. Yeah, but that's... I have a system.
It's organized chaos, this pile of shit on my floor.
No, I don't put my clothes in a drawer. I just have the pile.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Efficient. You can just dive in and dive back out.
Yeah. Yeah, we have folders now.
Thank fucking Christ. Jesus.
I'm thinking by the time the Switch 2 comes out, we'll have some themes in the form of primary colors.
You know, we got this great Sony news. We got some great Nintendo news. Hey, Theo, do you have any great Microsoft news at the top of your list?
So, Microsoft announced a giveaway for the Sonic 2 movie. It's for like a special Sonic 2 Xbox Series S, because for some reason all their giveaways are of magical special Series S.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's up, LeBron?
And it includes two controllers, a Sonic and Knuckles ones, that are red and blue. Makes sense, right?
Right.
They're also furry. They're covered in fur.
Yes.
Yeah, those are going to be the most disgusting things ever made.
And that's, it's like 2 years from now, it's like, I'm going to trade this into GameStop.
There's no way GameStop's going to take these.
Of course not. They're like, what the hell's
you
that
You have to
smell?
Shave them first.
Yeah, I was about to say you have to trick them by shaving them.
Dude, I need someone to win this and then immediately give it a haircut.
Like, even disregarding, like, well, you'll take care of them. Like, your hands are oily and sweaty naturally no matter how much you wash them.
Yeah.
Especially if you're gripping something for extended periods of time. This is like a display thing. What's wrong with it? Does it come with a controller that you can actually use?
Right, you can't use this at all.
I do like the idea of the GameStop employee waxing it, though.
Same.
It's just a wax strip, lays it down, and rips.
They're hideous. They don't even look like what you would expect from Sonic and Knuckles, like it, other than color. It's like they're not furry like this.
I know they didn't. In fact, like they're like it's an animal, so people will like buy it if it looks like shag carpeting.
It looks
carpeting.
Like Werehog.
I was gonna say you don't know yet, but in the second movie they're gonna both get unleashed.
Oh no!
But even when that happened, like Werehog Sonic has like highlights in the spikes. This is just the same color the whole way.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, the movie redesign.
They're like, it's improved.
They're like, we'd like to strive for less detail than the 2008 game.
I like the controller, but I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, I think it's hideous. I want one.
So it'd probably be incredibly hot. Like,
oh,
if you
I never want to use this thing to play a game for even 5 seconds.
Also, the analog stick will get caught up in the hair.
I know. All I'm thinking about is, hold on, guys. I have to rip out its ass hair to put in batteries.
Yep. You got to wax that, too.
What if they don't even work? What if they are just display? Like, none of the buttons move. There's no batteries.
I hope they draw cheeks on the compartment where you put the batteries in.
Oh, you don't know it yet, but when you open the battery chamber, it actually has hair inside.
Thank goodness.
We can move on though.
Okay. So Casey Hudson, who ruined Mass Effect 3, then left BioWare, then came back to BioWare for a couple of years, shipped nothing, and left again.
Oh yeah, he came in to fix Anthem.
Yeah, and now Anthem's dead. I guess that's fixing.
Yeah, problem solved.
Yeah,
patient no longer terminal.
their new studio Humankind said their announcement was basically we're making our own Mass Effect.
Oh, that's cool. We've had a lot of we're making our owns recently.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a shame we have to wait like 4 years to know if any of those pan out.
Right.
And yet, I'm more generally optimistic about those than some companies because it's like,
of course,
a new startup could make a video game. Their entire existence is predicated on their ability to do that.
Yes.
unless their ability to exist is predicated on scamming investment. Venture capitalists out of their money.
Under the word blockchain.
And they're like, whoa, how did we get an infusion of $500 million?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Dragalia Lost, the Cygames Nintendo mobile game, is shutting down.
Yeah.
Like... I know people who really like this game and are sad about this, so this feels cruel to say, but this all Dragalia Lost always felt even more forgettable than like a level 5 game to me, where it's like every other gacha game, I follow artists that draw from it. I know people who are obsessively fixated on a character from it. I get something through osmosis, not a thing.
Yeah, it really
did
feel like it just fell through public conscious after like 6 weeks.
Yeah, I haven't heard anyone really talk about this game in about 2 years. The only reason it's getting a lot of lip service now that it's getting shut down on my Twitter feed at very least is friends of people who got voice acting gigs because of it, friends of 8-4 who brought it over. That's what I'm seeing, and I'm like, was there any strong community for like since 2 years ago or whenever it came out, well, where it had a hot few months?
I know people who liked it, but I've never follow a lot of artists on Twitter. I've like never followed one that's like, I really like Dragalia Lost and I'm drawing these characters from Dragalia Lost.
This is the Nintendo one, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only pop that made people like look at it initially.
Yeah.
Was this like Nintendo is making money off a mobile thing.
And I presume this note was written in by Feel, or was it you,
that
Bob?
Was me.
Okay, thank you, Bob, because this is important. This will be the last time we get to point out the Dragalia Lost main menu theme is just straight up Tom's Diner, the song. They're like, thank you.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I really remember this game for.
Yeah, I was wondering what the hell this means.
Yeah, Tom's Diner is a song from the 90s.
Oh, okay.
It is. They took it entirely.
It's funny as hell.
Good.
They're like, we licensed this song from an important Japanese idol. Or actually, it may have been Korean. I don't remember anymore. But it was just like, no, you apparently.
Well, they did.
Uh-huh.
Someone stole this song and put it inside a library.
Yeah, no, it's fucking hilarious.
Moving on a little bit. The Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League has been delayed to spring 2023. I thought this happened already.
No, it didn't. Somebody was like, it's coming out later this year. And me and Bob, we hit the button on our phone and looked at the camera live on stream and said, bullshit. That happened and I told people to clip it so that way when it got delayed, they could be like, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the,
well,
we haven't seen a second of gameplay. I know! That's what I said!
Yeah.
I was like, we saw some
of the Game Awards, though.
That's not shipping later this year. We barely have seen the game.
But we did the last show.
They didn't do an extended gameplay segment. I'm saying we have barely seen the game.
Bob saying there was no gameplay.
That gameplay they showed was not... That was the in-engine cutscenes, basically. We didn't get to see them play the game.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to watch it.
There was stuff that seemed like it was actual gameplay.
Yeah, it was action and showing off.
But there was also lots of bullshit. But they were never going to ship this game in the same month as Arkham Knight.
I'm not arguing that the delay makes no sense. I was just, you know, I was like, they did show gameplay at some point.
They don't show any HUD at any point in time, but they do have a couple third-person angle-looking shots.
Yeah, there's definitely parts that are definitely actual gameplay.
Yeah, I don't...
Like traversal shots.
I didn't know there was regulations around that.
Because I remember, because that cutscene was them talking about, oh, we got the gameplay reveal. It's like, I don't feel like this is gameplay. Like, it doesn't have the feel of... Actually, this is game.
I mean, it's weird there's to call parts the gameplay that are reveal gameplay. Because it's 80% cutscenes and really fancy, you know, melee animations,
uh-huh.
Like, you know, the takedowns sort of things. But there are segments that definitely are just third-person shooting.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like traversal with Captain Boomerang, who is using a gun because they didn't understand the assignment, I guess.
Yeah. that was the segment where I woke up and went, okay.
Captain Boomerang using a gun because they didn't understand the assignment.
I made a Christmas tree. It's Easter.
and finally on my news, Activision Blizzard is being sued for toxic workplace and sexual harassment.
What?
No way.
Why?
Again.
What happened?
By someone else.
Hey, I'm in a time machine from 2018. What happened?
They are being kept anonymous, like they're being sued by Jane Doe. Mm-hmm. But small details have come out. Some of them being like, yeah, like they reiterated stuff we already knew, like guys just got drunk and wandered around in crowds harassing women.
Jesus God. What a fucking nightmare company.
But there was stuff like four guys would like hoard around me and try to force me to drink.
Mm.
And HR was like, they were just trying to have fun with you because they're your coworkers. And there was a thing that was like, I kept trying to get switched to another department and they kept telling me no until I complained directly to the now ex-CEO of Blizzard. And that complaining directly got me a transfer opportunity at a much lower position with like half the salary. So, yeah, once again, like, let's say that they don't successfully unionize, the FTC does not step in. Microsoft does successfully buy Activision Blizzard. Are they just going to fire 70% of Blizzard on entry? Is it just like, welcome to Microsoft, now get out?
I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Because this isn't going to go away, and I feel like, I certainly hope that, like, this doesn't get subsumed under the weird hive mind of good guy Phil.
I don't think we have any precedence for acquiring a company full of pests.
Yeah, like Bethesda wasn't this.
No.
Yeah, Bethesda, we didn't have any horrible stories about Bethesda that every other studio in the industry didn't have. It was just a weird and big.
and this is even bigger and it's on fire.
We had the reverse of this, though, where it's like Sony acquired the people who made Detroit and they're like, nah.
Microsoft is like Cell, but Android 18 is on fire and covered in poison, and they're still like, I can do it.
Vegeta's like, I got this. I can fix them.
Vegeta's like, are you sure you're going to get stronger? I mean, it's kind of on fire.
There's something really, really funny that happened, I think, last week, where people are like, some stuff came out that allegedly Microsoft doesn't work with the Ori studio anymore because of things they do at that studio that are kind of toxic and not great. And then immediately the replies I saw on threads were, well, why did they buy Activision? People were like, it's different. They're not the same.
I didn't hear about the part where Microsoft wasn't working with them anymore, but I did hear the horrible stories about that studio, which is nuts because for anyone who doesn't know, that studio is an all-online studio.
Yeah. Hearing that there was that much problems was like completely across the entire world.
Yeah.
Like online.
Yeah, apparently like the people in charge.
It was stuff like the boss knows that there's a bunch of people of Jewish, you know, persuasion. That works for them and just posts in the main work chat. Like, this studio is actually my plan to kill a bunch of Jews by overworking them. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
And that this is the reason that Microsoft didn't go forward with anything else. And then they went with, I think it's 2K's indie publisher. I think they're the ones that own Private Division. Where it's like that studio is working with that publisher now because Microsoft's like, no. We don't want news stories about this.
Yikes. But yeah, I don't know. We don't have a precedence for this. We've never seen a company buy a company full of pests in the game industry before and have to, like, raid!
Fucking gas the building!
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens if that happens. More things came out about the FCC's... or the FTC is asking them to give all sorts of paperwork because, guess what? It's a huge deal. And I'm like, okay. That's not news, but okay.
That's how things are supposed to work. If anything, it should be a lot more stringent.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We shouldn't have four internet companies in all of America.
Yeah.
That doesn't fucking make sense. But anyway. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
I hear you have news.
Yes. We finally heard about God of Protectors again this week. Something that I believe we last heard about in 2019.
Yeah, it's on a really old big thing.
Yeah.
That's weird. Something happened that made them just disappear or something.
Not that I could tell. The new one, it's coming out for Switch. It's called Cart of Darkness. This is an NES-styled, like, weird cart-moving game where you're trying to protect a cart with a princess on it as it goes and does something. And you have lots of fantasy-themed characters. This is done by Ancient. Yuzo Koshiro's doing the soundtrack.
Yeah, Ancient's Yuzo Koshiro's developer studio.
Yes.
It's been the same people since Streets of Rage 1.
God. But yeah, it comes to eShop at April 14th.
Hooray!
I was just like, God, I...
You guys don't understand. I've literally been waiting this whole time.
Yeah, I was just about to buy the 3DS one because, like, I guess that Switch one got canceled. But yeah, they're actually doing... a English and Japanese voice dub for it, which is very surprising because it's like an NES style game. You don't expect any voice acting, but there's just some screams and they got them in both languages.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. They're going to do a physical release through Limited Run Games too, if you're into that, but
okay. Which whatever. Means it might show up at Best Buy.
Maybe. I didn't think about that.
A lot of Limited Run stuff just ends up there or for a while end up there. I haven't been to a Best Buy in a bit. I haven't been keeping a close eye on newer limited run things.
They also announced we're getting a physical edition of God of Protectors Amazon's Training Road, which is like a free runner they released for free, I guess, online.
Yes.
Which is actually an NES game.
Yeah. Like, years and years ago, it was an NES game. Basically, it's an infinite runner. You play as an Amazon who is in a bikini and she is China Warrior size sprite wise. Like, it's fucking the hugest sprite I've ever seen on an NES game. Kind of absurd.
Yeah, it's not as big as China Warrior.
Nothing. Nothing is as big as China Warrior.
But she might be like half the size or so.
Maybe. And two thirds of that is ass. Anyways, So the this Infinite Runner thing is really weird. It's supposed to be some cute free online game to sort of promote Gata Protectors in Japan. Whereas an Infinite Runner, and what is the deal? She has to stay hydrated while jogging.
Yes, I guess that there's some deal with the princess made the Amazon go work out by doing this instead of taking vacation. So she's got to grab the water instead of the cakes.
Yes,
to keep
because,
running.
Because there are cakes floating in the road and there's water floating in the road and she must stay hydrated. And if she eats too many cakes, she gets dehydrated and her ass is huge and she hits the ground and then it cuts to space where the earth is cracked in half.
Yes.
They're apparently doing a physical release of this thing, which is insane. It's like a 1 minute long game.
Right.
There is no reason to play this game for more than 40 seconds. There's barely a reason to play this game if you see a YouTube video of it. But they're doing a physical NES release of this through Limited Run, and they put her in armor instead of the bikini, and now she picks up... What did they change it to? Do you remember?
I don't even remember what they changed the pickups to.
I know it's not cake. I think it's beer and water or hearts. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it's hearts and bombs or something. But yeah, and they... Like the whole website's just like, yeah, we're trying to style it like it was brought over in 1989, so there's lots of censorship.
Yeah, that's the cute angle they have going on with this because yeah. It's like, wouldn't that be funny? Which means within half a second, people on YouTube are already like, censorship?
It's also it's $60 for this, which is insane.
Why would you bring this over?
I don't know.
Why would you do a video where you yell that it's censored?
Yeah, it seems like it should have been a pack-in with the other game they're doing. Instead, it's this.
I don't know what any of this is about. The YouTubers who made censorship videos are insane. The fact they brought it over is insane. The fact the Limited Run said, yeah, we'll put your $60 cartridge of an Infinite Runner where the gimmick is it's being censored like an NES game back in the day is also insane. It's just a den of crazy people.
Right? I don't know.
I'm sitting here and I'm like, guys, it's okay. It was just a 40-second long Infinite Runner where you have a fat ass.
Limited Run Games seems to be a company just run by people who are constantly drunk.
They might be a little coked out in their choices.
They make the worst presentation we've ever seen in our lives, and they're like, Rocco Bodie, fix it.
Okay, I'll delete most of it.
He's like, this is a fun thought experiment.
God. The only other thing I got this week.
Yeah.
Tails released a new YouTube video.
What do you mean Tails?
The Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog made
yeah, Tails.
Yeah, he's a VTuber now.
Yeah, he's a VTuber.
I call him Miles.
Tails VTuber video YouTube.
This was actually just released on Twitter, but he called it Tails Tube.
Oh yeah, I'm seeing and there's a teaser for it on YouTube. Let me look at this. Oh, that's a little unsettling. That rig could use some work. All right. So what's up with this video, Bob?
Well, it explains the Sonic world.
Okay.
Like, it talks about how humans live on large continents and all the weird animal people live on little islands. And it's all one big world. And it apparently disproved a ton of crazy YouTube theorists who are like, there's a two-world theory to Sonic where the animal people come from this world and they're connected to the other world. And it's like, yeah, no, that's right. It's all wrong.
Thank you, yeah, Tails. See, I never understood that theory because I was like, it was the two worlds thing was always an American thing, was my understanding. And then because in Japan it was always supposed to be both, which is why in Sonic Adventure it's just both.
Right.
And then I'm like, I didn't know that there was even an implication of it changing. Okay. Did that happen?
Okay, I have posted a screen cap from this video.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
Yeah, no, this is great. This is amazing. Apparently they're going to keep doing these. Also, that screen cap you posted, the human character on the far right is actually a lot of people saying there's a tease of a new character for Frontiers because she's not in anything ever.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that guy right next to her is Professor Pickle from
oh, Sonic Unleashed. Look at him.
There was something else insane in this where it's like, yeah, the reason there weren't any humans and forces is because it mostly took place on the islands all the animal people are segregated onto.
I like that the professor's eyelids look like they're a special edition controller for the Series S.
Yes. But this is neat, and apparently we're going to see more of them. I like weird Sonic lore dumps.
I guess I'll subscribe. Fuck. thank you, Bob.
No problem.
We now move on to KZ for news.
All right, I'll knock out these two quickies. They announced a new Witcher game by saying, we're making a new one. This is the first one in the next saga we're going to do. We're abandoning our old engine. We're using UE5 for it.
Thank fucking God. Like, I bet this game will come out much faster because of this.
Yeah, I feel like after the last game they made, I think maybe I don't have the most confidence in their engine being a stable thing to build up a complicated game out of.
But yeah, it did seem like it just degenerated when they tried to make a giant world.
Yeah.
So hopefully that goes well.
And now using what is going to be one of the most used engines ever seems smart.
Mm-hmm.
We have that. And then last year, Jade Raymond, after escaping Stadia, formed Haven, a new video game development studio. And Sony partnered with them, and they're like, we're going to help them out. They just own them now. So Sony just said, we're just going to take them.
Huh. Okay. I guess it must be promising,
I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
I hope Jade's... I mean, we talked about this numerous times over the past 163 episodes.
Yes.
I hope Jade's happy. That's all I hope for.
Yes!
I assume if you make a whole studio yourself, funded by Sony and then acquired by them, you're probably in a pretty good position.
Yeah, maybe they hit some good milestone that made them go, wait.
Yo, why didn't anyone let this bitch make games?
It's like, I'm sorry, no one allowed me to make video games for like 10 straight years.
Yeah, I pissed off a deity.
It was, yeah. Assassin's Creed 1 is the only game she got out, right? And everything else became a nightmare before it got launched.
At Ubisoft, I think she was involved with numerous productions, but not as director.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, though. But yeah, it's always been, and I know we had this conversation the last time, but it's always been like super cursed, where it's like, then I ended up at Stadia.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Not many people have that career where it was just forced to stop.
Yeah.
While being in high-ranking positions.
Yeah, it was basically producer Assassin's Creed 1, executive producer 2 in Bloodlines, and Watch Dogs, and Tom Clancy Splinter Cell, and then from there becomes managing director for Assassin's Creed Unity, Far Cry 4, executive producer at Ubisoft Montreal for The Mighty Quest for Epic Loot, whatever the hell that is. Oh,
that is, that played on, I think, mobile and browsers. It's like Diablo, but really bad.
Ugh. And then ended up at the Electronic Arts for Star Wars Battlefront 2 5 years ago to be the SVP group general manager, and then ended up at Stadia and nothing happened.
Stadia is like their ultimate game lord.
God.
Ugh.
Anyway, I sincerely hope everything's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, that made me go, oh man, they clearly must have seen something because they already gave the money once last year.
See, this is what I like, right? Money going into founding new studios with creatives at the top.
Right?
Fuck it. Give Warren Spector a studio. I want to see. Get that bitch to make a game.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Epic-er, Mickey. Okay, shut it down.
Oh damn. Epic Mickey 3.
Yes.
God. Da-da-da. why did that happen?
why is Mickey ripping so many people with rainbow shirts in half?
This is fucking weird.
My last chunk of news is a block for fighting game stuff. First up, we got the last character of season 1 for Guilty Gear Strive. It's Testament with their updated design. It's been a while since my timeline became monkeys that quickly and with that much frequency. The sheer amount of boomers I saw on Twitter going, guess I'm finally buying Strive.
So a lot of people when Biken came out posted things, posted things to the tune of all Biken fans are degenerate gorillas who make purchasing decisions with their groins.
Uh huh.
I hope
a lot of those people who posted things like that are putting on the clown makeup right now.
Yeah, it was really funny. It was like, that's the Coomer pick, and then directly behind them
is the Coomer pick alternate direction.
That was really great. That's
a good arc.
Yeah, this was a cool pick.
Yeah, no, Destiny, it's cool.
Yeah, it's crazy they haven't been in the game for so long. Yeah. Like, I'm surprised that they weren't in Exard at all.
I know.
Even when I don't know a fighting game franchise very well, whenever they do DLC, I'm like, you should put more of the characters that are ancient in there.
Yes. But yeah, also put in Elfelt.
never Azuna, though. Never put in Azuna.
They're not a real character. They're in Guilty Gear 2. Totally different franchise.
That's true.
Thank God.
Avenging my youth, Guilty Gear 2 win, damn.
Avenging Anime Club. I don't know Guilty Gear characters, but they should add that old character that has the giant key.
That's Abba.
Yeah.
We need Bridget.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, we
no
do.
No question.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
everybody's
a new generation
always
really
saying
that
one.
That.
So it's like no, Abba first.
Abba is so weird because she's in like one game. Isn't she only in Accent Core or something?
She's in I don't actually know. Let me look it up right this second, actually. She is in XX/XX Accent Core, XX Accent Core Plus, XX Accent Core Plus R. Isuka and Judgment.
I feel like
I don't know what Judgment
insane.
I assume that's
Jesus.
A mobile.
I didn't think she made it to Isuka.
So yeah, as we're figuring out, you know, you need Abba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you need other old picks like Elfelt.
Yes.
Yes, obviously. Yeah,
and, I mean, Elfelt's the funniest character in a fucking video game.
Yes, I know, because the amount of people I see have disdain toward that character makes me go, oh yeah, that must be the Blanca of this game. It just needs to be in there.
I mean, any character that delivers two paragraphs upon winning is good.
You're turning me over to the side.
Just keep going. We're going to marry, and this is where we're going to live, and our kids are going to look like this, and they're going to be judged, and it's going to suck. But we'll get through it, I promise, honey. Jesus.
Let's go. I like someone with a plan.
Yeah. Oh, she's got a lot of them.
Yep. Next up on the list, DNF Duel gets its release date June 28th. They showed off, it seems like they're just going to show us a trailer every 6 days again, just like the good old times. They showed off Ghostblade, which was teased along other characters last time it showed up. He looks incredibly cool, and I forgot how good this game looks.
Yeah, I'm so excited for DNF Duel.
Yeah, where I'm like, every super looks amazing.
That beta was really fun.
Also... The fact that, like, the cover already leaked and it has characters that haven't even been teased yet on there.
Oops.
Whoopsie.
Yep. So I'm like, this looks like it'll have a nice chunky roster. I always bet low whenever it's a game that looks this good.
Yeah, yeah, you don't, like, 16, hopefully.
Yeah, 16's, like, the dream.
Right.
Because Strive started with, I think, 15.
Right.
Yeah,
something
and,
real
and Street Fighter V launched with 16.
How much did Exard launch with? Something similar to that, I feel like.
Yeah.
13.
Yeah, it's always dire.
Yeah, it's a bit rough. But thankfully there were multiple characters.
They did the Arxis Classic where there was three DLC characters at launch, so it was 17. Or four, actually.
Yeah, it's just like yeah, when I picked up Persona 4 Ultimax, and they're like, go redeem the three DLC characters now. Because they're like, we need you in the launch month. If you don't redeem those in time, it's just, all right, we'll have to buy them later.
Wait, are they doing that with the re-release?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm thinking back to when I pre-ordered that game.
The re-release better also include every fucking color, you criminals.
No.
I'm of the opinion that, What was it? Melty Blood that it's Melty Blood that has the color editor. Why doesn't every fighting game have that?
Because they want to sell you those.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck you. Die.
You're either selling them or grinding them through some dumb mode.
It's.
I'm mixing styrofoam and gasoline right now.
Look, them selling you those color palettes is about as valid as the Pokemon company being like, storing your Pokemon's so hard. It's all of 200 bytes.
To cap off my news in terms of really good decisions from all sides, I guess,
mm-hmm.
KOF 15 is getting a free update that's going to add Omega Rugal and a boss game mode where you fight Omega Rugal, and it's fucked up.
Good.
Yeah. It's great to have Rugal here. He's a good villain, unlike all the ones they made up for this new saga.
All I did was think about you going, I guess we can't get a good boss in this game, and I'm like, there it is!
Yeah, it was pretty good. SNK announces Bob is wrong! And Bob's like, thank God!
When the trailer cuts and says, you're fighting the boss from hell, and it's just every character falling into his fucking EX move.
Oh, that's good.
And it just cuts to like 10 of them in a row. And then just the absurd, yes, this is clearly reading your inputs. Here's one of the main characters dying, and then as they scream, the KOF 15 logo appears.
I saw some fucking joke image. It's like, oh, I found it. I'm going to post it.
Oh, no, you don't have to,
You don't have to cut it. You don't have to cut it in, KZ, but you can if you want, because it's really funny.
Oh, no, Mexico will impose sanctions on Japan.
Lopez Obrador says due to Rugal TLC.
Yeah, no Rugal.
Fucking El Gordo, one of the viewers, is just like, I can't tell you how many times I've just seen the image of the arcade machine that just says no Rugal.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, just taped onto the machine.
That's so good.
That's all I personally need to know that this is a fucked up guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He is, as they say, an SNK dude.
Yes, he is the, like, epitome of SNK boss.
Yes.
And yeah, I have seen those Maximilian streams where he's like, I'm going to clear it. And he's just living there for, like, hours.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. There's one more fighting game thing.
Yeah.
We're really close to Umbrella actually releasing for Skullgirls, like,
hooray,
officially.
Yay!
They showed off a new color palette and voice pack you can get. That apparently for free was the season pass of it turns her into the Skullgirl.
Really?
Yeah, so it looks really cool.
Oh, man, that rules. Yes, that's right, viewers. There is a Skullgirl in Skullgirl.
Yo! Yes!
Finally. Been a fucking long enough.
I know, right? Shit.
This game's 85 years old.
Let me see if I can find that. I just want to look at it. Nope, can't find it. Damn.
It's on the main Skullgirls account. I'm trying to... Let me post it in there.
Oh, one second. Huh?
There we go.
Okay, I'm seeing it. All right. That's really exciting. I'm glad she's finally coming out. She's not just eating ice cream.
Right? Weird.
But Umbrella, you always eat ice cream. Anyway, that's it for news. Me and Bob will be finishing Pokemon First Gen on Pokemon Days, the day this goes up. God of Warch Brawl will finally finish on April 1st with God of War 2018. I hope to God we've already beaten the PSP games in Ascension.
Right?
I have no idea how we'll survive.
Yeah, April 1st? Jesus, Dan. Just put a rope around your own neck.
And we're going to start putting up no Rugal signs, but it says no theme months.
No, but you're gonna get that Gears of War and find out all the fucked up shit Cliffy B put in that he has to pretend never happened. Now
we're just gonna put it in a roulette and it'll have nothing but hyperlinks. We just click it live to see what it links to, and we're like, oh no. Anyway, aside from that, I think that's it coming from us in the next week. Hopefully, as soon as I stop recording this and get all the other work we need to do today out of the way, I get to play Mega Man X4. KZ, what do you have going on in the next week?
I don't know. I'm a bit manic at the moment. I also can't deal with the fact that that Dragon Ball podcast is, like, dead. It's always the background radiation at the end of the month.
The term would be concluded.
Hibernation, even.
No one picked up the podcast, lifted it into the air, and exploded it.
Which, by the way,
it was sent to the next dimension.
By the way, bonus news. That movie got delayed because Toei ate a cyber hack.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, so that got
so they delayed it to some point in summer.
Oh, okay.
Which, yeah, huh. which pushes out the English release, I imagine.
Yeah. Which
pushes out our podcast just a smidge.
Yeah. I for one, I loved doing Mondo Cool.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad to be doing one less podcast a month for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the moment,
I like
some
breathing
is nice.
Yeah. Breathing's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's my new hobby. Uh-huh.
Now you can put all your energy into the Bount arc.
Yeah, it's going to need it. We started reviewing 20 episodes at a time on Trekking Fleet.
I feel like that would have been a better result than me saying, hey guys, we're celebrating the fact that we've only done this for 7 straight months.
That's all. Feel, how you doing? Okay.
Next question.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Big Think Dimension. If you would like to support us, head on over to www.patreon.com/GBpodcast, where you can get extra podcasts and early access to our anime podcast, Chugging Bleach and Mondo Cool. Head on over there and become a $5 backer or podlord today.